Thanks for joining me on episode 935 of the Inspired Stewardship Podcast.
I'm Boss Lebesque, and I challenge you to invest in yourself, invest in others, develop your influence, and impact the world by using your time, your talent, and your treasures to live out your calling. Having the ability to overcome your limiting beliefs is key. And one way to inspire to do that is to listen to this, the Inspired Stewardship Podcast with Scott Mader.
So when it comes to your money and you're thinking about using a pro-con list, make sure you're using it for those discrete, small decisions that it fits best, not for those large, life-changing decisions that we often use them for, but end up manipulating them to make sure that we actually get the answer.
Welcome, and thank you for joining us on the Inspired Stewardship Podcast. If you truly desire to become the person who God wants you to be, then you must learn to use your time, your talent, and your treasures for your true calling. In the Inspired Stewardship Podcast, you will learn to invest in yourself, invest in others, and develop your influence so that you can impact the world.
In today's episode about impacting the world through stewarding your treasures, I talk with you about using a pro and con list for decision making. I also share the pros and cons of using a pro and con list, and I share why they are useful indeed, but not the only tool to use when making a decision.
As we talk about stewarding your treasures, wouldn't it be great if you could support this podcast and do it without costing yourself an extra dime? Turns out you can. All you have to do is use inspiredstewardship.com/Amazon when you're ready to make a purchase via Amazon, and a small commission will come back to support the show. If you enjoy the show when you're ready to buy from Amazon, just use inspiredstewardship.com/Amazon.
One of the ways that I've seen people do a lot of decision making when it comes to spending money is using a pro-con list. This is something that you've probably done way back in school, and you've probably done it numerous times since then, where you take a piece of paper and you fold it in half to divide the paper in the middle down the middle of the page. And on the left, you write pros, and on the right, you write cons. And then you make a list of all of the goods and bads about a particular decision. Or maybe you're doing it for good and bad, for, against, advantages, disadvantages, pros and cons. These ideas is one of the ways that we almost always frame decision making. But the problem is, a pro and con list has pros and cons as well. Making a pro and con list is not always the best or only or good way of making a decision. And yet we do that a lot with money-making decisions. We think about, should we spend money on a new couch? And then we divide the paper in two, and on the left-hand side, we write the pros, and on the right-hand side, we write the cons. Or maybe it's a bigger decision. Should we quit our job? And on the left, we write the pros, and on the right, we write the cons, and then we try to use that to make a decision. The truth is that when you think about the kinds of questions that you can use a pro and con list for, some of them work really well, and some of them work less. When you're thinking about questions like, what house should you buy? Should I quit my job? What kind of device or computer should I buy for my home office? Should we go ahead and get a pet or not? Where should we go on vacation? The interesting thing is, the one of those questions that's pretty discreet and framed in a way that lends itself to thinking about pros and cons is, should we get a pet? All the rest of them are very large questions that have a lot of subjectivity. They have a lot of emotion tied to them. And because of that, they have multiple options. They have different things more than just a yes or a no decision. The best questions for a pro and a con are ones that lend themselves to a single yes or no option. Should I get a pet or not? You know, whether or not you should quit your job seems at first glance to have a yes or a no, but that is actually not true. For one thing, what about getting and reducing the amount of work? What about working from home some? What about all of the other things that affect whether or not it's the time to quit your job? A pro and con list can be a good way to start brainstorming on a complicated question like that, but it's usually not the best way to actually answer the question. What's more, you can manipulate a pro and con list to actually answer the question the way you already determined you wanted to answer it. The truth is, it's simple to use a pro and con list, but it's also one that you can use to reinforce a decision that you actually already made, and now you're just looking for an excuse to keep that decision in place. It's not always helpful to use a pro and con list. It looks fancy, it looks complicated, it looks objective, but it's really not. Now, again, don't get me wrong. I use in pros and cons list all the time in decision making around money, but they're not the only tool that you can use. They're one option and they're something that you can use to help, but they're not the only option. You also need to be able to get the input from other people, ask advice. You also want to use some sort of decision matrix tool if there's multiple options and think about, other than yes and no, what other possibilities exist. You want to make sure that you're using them for options that are very discrete and relatively easy to answer, not really large decisions, because that's where they shine the best and they actually help you. But you can also use things like ranking goals, and you can use ways of including feelings and judgments and emotion as well, and giving things a scale, and then use that to help weight the pro-con list and make better decisions. There are lots of tools out there for decision making, and all of them are useful, but the key is to know, when are you using the one that fits best? So when it comes to your money and you're thinking about using a pro-con list, make sure you're using it for those discrete, small decisions that it fits best, not for those large life-changing decisions that we often use them for, but end up manipulating them to make sure that we actually get the answer that we already wanted from the beginning. Thanks for listening.
Thanks so much for listening to the Inspired Stewardship Podcast. As a subscriber and listener, we challenge you to not just sit back and passively listen, but act on what you've heard and find a way to live your calling. If you like this episode on the stewardship of treasures, you can sign up for our treasures tips by going to inspiredstewardship.com/treasures or text in the U.S. 44222 treasures tips. And we'll send you 5 weeks of our best tips on stewarding your treasures. Until next time, invest your time, your talent, and your treasures. Develop your influence and impact the world.